kind of butting the cow out of the way. I thought to myself, well, I'll just fix your clocks, or so I'll just put you in the lot where that big ox is. And I figured I got that little old goat in that lot with that big oxen. Thought sure that they'd almost kill him. And the little old goat went prancing along pretty close to one of the big oxen, and he's new to him, you know. He hadn't seen no goats or nothing, but he kind of made a lunge at him, and the little old goat pranced off a little piece and stopped, and he made another pass at him. And that little old goat whipped that oxen before you could bat your eye, Harney. He right just right up on his hind legs and pounded him in the head. And he didn't take but two or three poundings until he was whipped. And then there was a kid that was disappointed.
You were a troublemaker, Mr.
I was disappointed. I was just sure that big ox would kill that goat or whip him, but it didn't work that way.
He fooled you. They fooled you.
Yeah. But my stepmother said that I could get roosters together the easiest by thumping a grain of corn, you know, as far as me at the barn down yonder, from the house to the barn, and the chickens, the different chickens that they get on one another's territory that fight, and I'd try to get them roosters crossed over there on the other side and get them to fight, and I'm like, they have a barrel of fun out here. But
Ms. just said something I don't want to let go by. She said you had another back to the house that we were talking about, the house that you were born in. She said you had another, something else you call that front room.
Front room.
The fireplace room?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you call it?
Well, yes, after we built, it was a dirt chimney to start with.
Uh-huh.
But way after a while, my dad built a brick chimney of that.
I see. And then you call the room
the front room.
Still the front room.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to go by without getting on tape about the water box or the water room.
Uh-huh.
What was in there now? Tell me what I found in there.
You wouldn't find a thing. It was just a square box built up there. About 6 feet long, about 3 feet high. And had a little cover over it.
So you could walk into it? You didn't walk into
it? Oh, no. Just wash your face is all there was to it.
What did it open off of? The porch or the front room?
Right at the end of the porch, north end of the porch.
I see. So it was just a covered area, kind of the porch?
It was just built right up against the porch.
I see.
And just had a little cover over there. And it was just a water bucket, some water, and a pan, and soap and stuff, you know, just when we go in out of the field, we'd go there to wash our face and hands.
I see. Well, I hadn't run across that before, and I wanted to make sure I understood what it was.
And
you called it the...
We call it water shelf, but
yes. Water shelf, or
some people call it water house, but we.
Well, I hadn't run across that before. I wasn't sure what. First, I thought you were talking about a cistern or something. So I had. I'm glad you mentioned that.
It was something new. There wasn't. I don't know another place anywhere that it had one like that.
Really? You mean your house had one and you didn't?
I don't know. I never saw one nowhere else like it.
That was convenient.
Convenient, I reckon it was.
Did you ever build a fire